Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday, February the 7th, 2024, 12 minutes past the hour, 30 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Had a great conversation before we went to break there, talking about a myriad of things on this Wednesday morning. Groundhog Day. What denotes an early spring? What makes an early spring? Does anybody really know? Also talking about the restaurant downtown that I was told was closing in probably the next 6 weeks. I can't tell you which place it is, but when it happens, I'll say, remember when I told you about that? Does anybody have any guesses as to which restaurant that might be? What else do we got here this morning? Well, talking about the thing that went on at the trailer park over in Caledonia, in which the older couple were beat up by their neighbors for whatever reason. I can't remember if it was somebody honking a horn. It was something very trivial like that. And now apparently the neighbors have taken some precautions. And now, because these people are still their neighbors, I don't know. You know, it's going to be a messy situation. And then this morning, you know, I just ticked everybody off in Caledonia because I said there are some people in that village of 500 that might be better off in the old Intangi. You never know. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, I've got a question about the groundhog thing.
Yes.
Was Marilyn Meskey there?
No.
Day? I mean, Friday?
No, Marilyn Meskey passed away about a few years ago.
See, I haven't been hearing anything hardly since Friday. So when you said Miss America, I thought that she had got it. Because when I was trying to guess people, I was guessing like John Dean. And then I thought Paul Newman and Danny. That's why I said Phil Donahue. Because of Marlowe, Danny Thomas, you know, they had ties. I wasn't, well, anyway. And once I thought of her, and I thought, well, she lives in Florida, and I thought, is she alive or not? And so I wouldn't say her. But then when you had the show on, I thought she was the groundhog person. I didn't know she had died.
Yeah, she died.
Stuff. But I had that all screwed up because the one that, you know, you had, I couldn't figure out who the other person was in the groundhog. I thought they were both in the groundhog suit, you know, like, what's her name? Marilyn was in it a short while. And I thought Marilyn was the one that you got to be the groundhog. So I had that all messed up.
No. Yeah, Marilyn Meskey died about 20 years ago, I think. And no, ours was just the current Miss Ohio, the Miss Ohio
yeah.
that was just at Miss America.
Yeah, because I know you've talked a lot about Marilyn, but I didn't know what year she was and stuff. I didn't remember that because Charlie would talk about her and stuff. But I thought, you know, I'm not going to say her because I think she might be a dead. You know, I didn't know if she was alive or I thought she was in Florida or something. But I was trying to guess, like, Paul Newman, his kids, Dean Martin, one of them would, you know, want to come back and do it or something. And so I had that all screwed up. But so did you ever get that card yet? Or?
You know, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to be at the studio tonight. So I'm going to look for it tonight.
Yeah, because I was going to put it in an envelope, but I had a doctor's appointment. And I thought, well, Thursday. And I thought, well, I'll just, Friday. And I thought, well, Thursday I'm out. I'm just going to run it by and see your studio and stuff. But and everything. But I can't figure it out, you know, who was really in the costume because I thought Marilyn was there too. So.
Yeah, no, it was Miss Ohio, and she was great. Now, do you know what makes an early spring? How do we tell that it's an early spring or six more weeks of winter?
When you can throw your shorts on.
Is that what it, if you can put your shorts on before March 21st, then it's an early spring?
Well, not really, because when I was in school, we could wear shorts all year round, the Bermuda ones. If they were too much above the knee, you got told, but we wore shorts all year round.
Now, do you know, did you hear about this thing over in Caledonia, this thing at the trailer? That's terrible, isn't it?
Well, when did it happen? Because I happened to be at a place my car was getting worked on yesterday, and I looked at the bearing star, and there's nothing in that.
Oh, no, no, there's nothing.
I haven't heard this at all.
No, it's probably, it would have to be in the last week or two, because I could still see the black and blue marks on the guy's face.
Oh, you saw the guy that got attacked?
Yeah, I saw the guy who got it, and he showed me the protection that he's got, because apparently the owner of the trailer park did not make the neighbors move out, and the neighbors are the person who beat up this couple, and they're going to court about this, and now he's worried that there might be some kind of retaliation. So he's got some protection now. Let's put it that way.
Now, is it that little trailer park? I think it's Caledonia. When I catch the cats off the Mount Gilead, I go through Caledonia, and I don't pay attention to routes. I turn right, and then if you keep going straight instead of turn left, they head more or less towards Mount Gilead. Just a little piece, there's a trailer court there. So was it at that trailer? There's quite a few trailers in there.
You know, it's my understanding. I don't think he said a specific name, but I think he just said a trailer park in Caledonia.
That's the only one I know of in Caledonia, but no, haven't heard anything.
So what do you think? You think we need another Madge Cooper here in Marion? We need another young, our young-ish, 20s, 30s, 40s woman on the air who can pull it off?
Well, I don't know. Does it have to be a woman?
Well, yeah, but I think that's kind of the whole point, because it's kind of shocking to me, and always has been, that, you know, a woman was the most popular broadcaster in this area for a long time. And really, since then, there's been nobody to pick up that mantle. And unfortunately, most of the places that I ever worked out in Marion, and this is what brought it into my mind yesterday, I've worked at three different radio stations, there were not a whole lot of women on the air, very few. When I worked at WMRN, I can't remember one woman who was on the air. When I was at WDCM, I can't remember any women we had on the air. And at this station, we've had Marge and we've had Linda, but in Carrington, and there have been a few others. But as far as younger, you know, people under 50, and I don't want to tell how old Linda or Marge are or were, but they obviously were over 50, you know, it's just Carrington is the only one of that group that really I have thought could be a Madge Cooper, really good at what she does. The other people we've had on, they were okay, but they were not what I would call super great.
Yeah, because to me there was nobody like Charlie. I could listen to him all day. But if it's a female and stuff, it depends on what they talk about, maybe.
I don't think he would qualify in the female category.
No, but I mean, to listen, I don't care, you know, if it's male or female. So that, to me, none of that matters, you know, race or anything. It's just
well, see, I think...
I wouldn't listen to a female all day. It's dependent on what they do, I guess, but Charlie did different things. He was just into everything and interesting. He was so interesting himself, he didn't have to, you know, like, do a lot of other news, world or whatever. It was just him. He was just, to me, he was just fascinating, because I never watched Johnny Carson or really that Jay Leno. I never cared for talk shows that much. But when I started listening to you and Charlie, I mean, I never missed him, I don't think. So it's just a person to me.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting, though. I do think it matters in a way, because I think when you're a young girl and it is different for women, and you don't hear any female voices on the air, obviously you know it when it's a male on the air, and obviously you know when it's a female. And if you don't hear that, I mean, do you think that job is possible? Maybe as a child you don't. Now, I'm not saying we should put females on the air just to put them there. If they're not any good, no, you don't do that. But I think that if they're good...
Charlie was involved. You know, he did shingles, and he just... with so many places, you know, himself and did things. A female, I don't know if they would talk more like women's stuff, you know, like not housework, but different stuff. But he was just, it just seemed like he was into everything, you know.
Well,
he
was
going all the time, and he was into everything, so.
Well, I think everybody just does different things. And I think, you know, I will say this, there are people, everybody who's ever been on this station, there are some people that just loved them to death. Oh, they were the greatest. Uh-huh. They were the best. We love them. And then there are some people who couldn't stand them. Oh, I can't stand when that person's on.
Now, is it Carrington? See, I've never heard any. I heard.
No, I've never. No, but I'm saying.
I've never heard, you know, Carrington, the others. The only one I've heard mostly was Angie when you had her on. I heard her a few times.
Right. And you know, she was what she was. And I don't have anything negative to say there. But I think that Carrington is just articulate. And she asks questions, and she wants to know more, and I think that's good. And with Charlie, like I said, you know, I had the greatest time with Charlie, but, you know, as you say, you loved him so much. There were people who didn't like listening to him. I had people who kind of
watched. Yeah, I've heard a few.
Yeah. So it's like different strokes for different folks,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, because when you think of Columbus, you know, when I was down there and stuff, the Lazarus brothers and stuff, they were all calling our professors and stuff all the time about marketing and, you know, stuff. And Reinhardt, and to me, to think back of who was famous like back in the 60s and stuff, it's hard. And I can't think of any woman, you know, Columbus that was, you know.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's even very hard on a show. Like, when I do trivia, a lot of people like that. But then I hear back from, well, why are you doing trivia all the time? I want to hear you talk about what's going on. I want to hear the interviews. Then when I do the interviews and I talk about other people, say, why aren't you doing the trivia? You know, it's just, it's always that way. I guess broadcasting is very subjective.
Yeah, because I like the trivia, because mostly that's why I took the Marine Star. Can you believe it? There's little 4 or 5 puzzles when I could go buy a puzzle book for $1. But at least I don't have to put up with it. I mean, that was... It was, you know, like a week. You were lucky to get the paper 3 times, you know, or 4. And it was a mess, their delivery service. So,
right. And
stuff. But, yeah, if you could find, try to listen. Is Carrington in on Friday night?
Yeah, she's still in on Friday nights. But I also think, and I'm not, and maybe it is her. Maybe she is the next person. But I would say that there are other people in this community that I won't mention their names. But, you know, Madge did not come from journalism. She was a teacher in LaRue before she got on the air. So I think there are people who could do this. They just have
they don't have to be a teacher, you know, or just, I'm going to say, like Charlie, just common people is probably more interesting than, you know, somebody that, you know, was like a scientist or just something like that.
Right, and I just think that it is somebody who... has their stuff together, takes it very professionally, and isn't scared to talk. And if you can do that, then you can do it.
Are you looking for names for people interested or just...
Well, you know, if somebody's interested, I certainly wouldn't mind hearing it. But I have a few people in my own mind because I never really thought about it until yesterday. I like the idea of having women on the air. I've always liked that. But I think that now that... since I did this thing with the Women's Club where it brought Madge Cooper back in my mind quite a bit, and I thought, well, we need that because it is an inspiration to some young girls. And I know a lot of young girls listen to this station. So, you know, it might be nice to hear. And a woman's point of view is different than a man's point of view. They just are. And
yeah.
And so I think you have to have that.
Yeah, because, you know, when I go to, like, I don't go to a beautician, but dentist or anything, I like the men, you know, to do my hair, the beautician, because I do, I have long hair and stuff, and, you know, and things. I don't know, you just, some like doctor, you just get it in your head, you know, that you kind of think they're a better doctor or something, and different things, but... and everything, but yeah, it'd be interesting to because I miss Marge, You had her
Marge,
and
yeah.
Mary Ann, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Mary Ann and stuff. I like to, you know, listen to them, too, because you killed my morning, usually.
Yeah, yeah, and I...
I just sit and listen.
Yeah, and I think Carrington is certainly on that list, but there are others, and I think, hopefully... We'll be able to. That'll be one of the good things we do this year because with the 10-year anniversary is coming up in June. So hopefully we can add some more. But hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, has anybody from like a school, high school, been interested in, you know, like radio or anything that would like to?
You know, some are, but I think it's very hard in high school because I think it's just time-consuming. I think, honestly, like Madge got in when she was 31. Mary Ann was in her 30s when she got in. And I think that's about right if you don't have any journalism experience. I think maybe late 20s, 30s, 40s. You know, Carrington was a communications major. So I think she had a little bit of a leg up coming in.
Uh-huh. You could probably, you know, if they were young, like, pull in a lot more listeners, you know, and stuff.
Well, yeah, and I think Matt and Carrington have done that in a way because I do hear from a lot younger group now, like the guy who listens in Idaho. He's 22, I think I heard. So, you know, you get that, which I appreciate.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think it's an interesting topic. And boy, isn't it the truth, though. Some people can love people, and some people can just can't stand them. But it's like a movie. You go to a movie, oh, I love that movie. Oh, I didn't like that movie. It's funny. People hear the exact same thing, but they just have different points of view about what is going on. As I said yesterday, some people like when I do the trivia. Some people can't stand it. Some people like when I do the interviews. Some people can't stand it. But the other thing yesterday that we talked about, which I found very interesting, was a lot of questions came up yesterday. And I guess I had never thought about a lot of these questions that came up about, you know, how did this person get here and why is this person there and how did this work? And I like questions like that because I think that maybe people are interested in how things go on. But I also guess I never realized that there were so many misconceptions when it came to how things were done around here. It was kind of interesting yesterday to hear what people thought. And I guess when one person says something or another person says something, or maybe just people have an idea of how things are done, they think that that's the way it is. But, you know, it isn't always that way. And I guess that is what has always made me think about the book. Because it's not to be rude to anybody. It's not you know, I don't know, ruin people's thought of anything. It's just to say this is how it really happened. This is why things were the way they were. And I think that's very important to set the record straight. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'll put a quick one in, Scott, this morning. Wasn't that sky beautiful? Red in the morning, sailors take warning. You ever heard that phrase used?
You know, I haven't heard it, but it was beautiful this morning.
Well, I've told several people in my life, and you know, even now, over 30, 40, 50 years ago, they'd see me and they said, "Hey, Ted, you still put that phrase out, sun in the red in the morning, sailors take warning, and red at night, sailors delight." And I said, "Yeah, I still use that, and I still." But I just thought of you this morning, man. Was that sky a beautiful, all different colors to your east there, naturally. And you was going up to get your drink. You had to have that and seen that. And then, well, starting before daylight, there is no in-between there, Scott. You know, you get up early. You're the only one I know that gets up early. Well, I know people, but I don't talk to them like I do you. That when it gets daylight, it's daylight. Boy, it just seems like you raise the blind, and it's a different thing. It don't come gradually, and that sun was just absolutely beautiful. Then it clogged up a little bit, and I told Carol, I said, well, red in the morning, sailors take warning. It's supposed to rain, so we don't have any rain to forecast, so I'll just get out of here. Yeah, I just thought I'd blow that by. You ever heard them, being a young guy like you? If you ever heard those phrases.
You know, I've heard Sailor's Delight, but I tell you, when I was going down there this morning, it was dark, but I did look to the east, and boy, you're exactly right. That sky was all lit up.
Oh, man, and what the colors laying in there with the clouds and stuff. I'm telling you, you talk about people in Florida and stuff on that down there in Key West and those things. Imagine those people living there can see the sun and stuff all the time like that, and the sunsets and stuff. Wouldn't that be fabulous seeing that? But one thing I'll just comment on, it's really nice the 30 years that after we built this house that we had a skylight in the bedroom, and you can lay in there if you wake up in the morning instead of getting up the hustle bustle. You look up there at the clouds and the different things moving and stuff like that. Have you ever, when you was a kid, lay in the grass or something, look up the clouds, you could see figures of faces or animals or anything? Did you ever?
I love that. As a matter of fact, I love sunsets. I love the sun coming up. I like looking at the sky when the stars are, when it's clear. Yeah, I looking at clouds. I like the sky. I think it's fascinating.
Here's the wonderful world of heaven.
Exactly. Exactly.
Never see the same thing twice in your life. If you could record it and stuff, it's different every day. So let's enjoy it and let's go on. And I like to have that fellow back on there that you said maybe call back about his thing about things that went on yesterday also.
Yeah,
thanks,
well,
Scott. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, if our friend is out there listening, call back in. We've got 27 minutes here, or anybody else who would like to weigh in on anything, 740-751-4038. But I think it's interesting that, you know, I was asked a lot of questions yesterday, which, again, I like those questions because I think it sets – I don't know how things get so discombobulated to where people think things are a certain way or this or that or the other. I don't know why that happens, and I think that's why writing a book, or at least writing it down, is very important. Because I think it's people need to know how things really happened. I think, you know, listen, when I think about history here in Marion, I think about a lot of things. Now, people will tell a story, and they'll say, okay, well, that's how that happened. But do we really have any proof that that's the way it happened? Probably not. It's just the way people have told the story down through the years. And a lot of times, that's not always correct. And boy, you know, I think with history, we need to be correct. Now, we might be able to be off a little bit, but I don't think we should be off in a big way. I think a lot of times people are forgotten, too, when you do that. So, I was fascinated yesterday by the questions that came up because a lot of them needed to be fixed a little bit as to the way way things were. And again, not bad. It's not bad at all. It's just, you know, people hear things and they think that that's the way it was. And you know, a lot of these things I was around for firsthand. So I know the way they were. And I have no reason to tell fibs at this point. All right. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So, yeah. And again, I think it's very important to find the next Madge Cooper, or you could say the next Marianne Michaels. They were both very prominent women in the broadcast industry here in Marion. And I do think... You know, I would not say that you bring somebody in just because they're female, but I do think it's important to have a little diversity around, and I'm not really sure why there hasn't been a great diversity for quite a while. I don't know why that is. I'm sure there have been qualified women to do some of these jobs, but I don't know what happened. And I guess so that goes as it is. So hopefully we'll be able to correct that as time goes along. But again, the phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. All right. So the things we've talked about this morning, we've talked about Groundhog Day. How do we tell if there's an early spring? We've talked about the next Madge Cooper. We've talked about setting the record straight on a lot of things. We've talked about and it's a restaurant downtown that will be closing, as I was told, rumor, I guess, in the next 6 weeks. I can't tell you which one it is, but that's the way it goes on that. Now, that's an interesting question as well. Do you think the same 1,000 people hang around in downtown Marion, and that ultimately creates the problem that we have in downtown Marion? That it's the same group of people doing the same things. Have you ever noticed that when you have boards of directors, or if you have people who get together to do things in the community, have you ever noticed a lot of times it's always the same people? Over and over and over. You know, I wonder about that. I'm not sure that that's positive. Now, I like that people get out and do things, but I think you've got to have a little bit of diversity in that. Bring some new people in. Let's see some different people around. I think that will only help as time goes on. And there you go. And I also thought, because I've been talking about this book for a while, I also think that if you say something true about somebody, even if it's not the nicest thing in the world, as long as it's true, I think it's okay. You know, if somebody said something about me that, you know, maybe it wasn't the nicest thing in the world, but it was true, well, then I could take it. I would say, well, that's okay. I understand that. So there's that. Okay, 38 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on anything? Weigh in. We like hearing from people who are out there listening. That's always important to have a diverse group of opinions. And certainly that's what we want here each and every morning. And did want to update people again. We did get a message at 1:20 in the morning last night that if you were listening to the show yesterday, we had somebody send in a message, wanted Pastor Craig to pray for a surgery of a friend, a daughter's friend, I think it was, and ended up turning out okay. So we're glad of that everything turned out okay there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got another little thing if you got time to listen to me.
I do.
You know, I was talking a long while back there about that house being built down by, a Mexican place, El Capino, El Capino's, or however you pronounce it, south on 23 right there at the intersection of Kroger's and going south. I told you there's a house on the right side of the road going south there that's being refurbished. I thought it would be a restaurant.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, I stopped the other day and I saw that guy out there and I said, hey, I was talking about your place on the radio. And he said, yeah. He said, what about it? And I said, well, and I said, I thought it was going to be a restaurant. Is it going to be a restaurant or not? And he said, no. He said, that's going to be my home. And he said, I'm refurbishing it and that's where I'm going to live. And I said, oh, great. I said, boy, you're doing a lot of work on it. I said, I only see you working on it all the time. He said, yeah. I said, when do you think you'll be done with that? He said, oh, probably about August. I said, hey, sir, I'll tell you. Now, this kind of guy, I'm not afraid to talk to somebody, but he was really interesting. When you do that, they'll either say, well, I'm not going to talk about that. But he did, and he said, I said, I'd like to make a deal with you. my wife and I, we built a home not too far down the road from you, and I said, could I make a deal with you? I like them words, make a deal, don't you?
Yeah.
The price is right and all those things, they're always really ear openers, you know. And he said, what would that be? And I said, when you get done, how would you mind making a deal with me? I could come in and look at your house when you get it done. I said, it's kind of bold asking that. And he said, no. He said, that's a good thing. And I said, in the same way, I'd like for you to come out and see our home that we built. Would you do that? He said, that sounds like a deal. I said, I'll catch up with you later. So now every once in a while I go by Scott, I see him up there on the gable end of the roof and stuff, and I honk my horn. So I see his head move. But he's got a hammer in one hand and a nail in the other. I wonder if he might just throw the hammer at me and hit my windshield.
You never can tell with people.
But I threw that in there in that intersection down there. Do you think with all those little pilings in there and stuff like that, you heard something a while back that, what was that other restaurant that was going to move down there where the old gas station was there on the corner? And then you said that they found out that they put those dividers there that they aren't going to, they got a lawsuit that they said that if they knew that, they wouldn't buy that. Remember you saying,
yeah,
that's the same as this other deal you heard downtown Marion that they're going to be leaving. They wouldn't be moving out there in that slot, would they?
You know, I don't think they are. You know, this thing in downtown Marion was fascinating yesterday because I'll tell you how it all happened. I came up to this person, and I'd never eaten at this place, but I have always meant to eat at this place, and I saw the person who spends a lot of time. I really don't know what their connection. I don't know if they're an owner. I don't know if they work there. I really don't know. But yeah. I saw them, and I walked up, and I said, hey, you know, I need to get over there and get some of your food. And, boy, they cupped their mouth real quick, and they said, well, you better get over soon because I don't think it's going to be there much longer. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And they said, well, I would say 6 weeks and business is horrible. And, you know, matter of fact, this person I think has another job somewhere. So it's very interesting.
Scott, just one more here and I'm going to get off of here. But what do you think would be the population downtown Marion if they took a census of actual people living down there? There's more people living down around up in some of those buildings and around in those in that area than you think of. But you give an estimate of what you think that just live there because it's really nice for them to go to different places and stuff like that. And how about what is the population of people you think, or not population, but the amount of people, if you just take just the people that come downtown Marion to work and then they get in their car and go back a different direction. What do you think about that statistics, average and equivalation on it? You give that a thought, not today or something like that, but sometimes think that over and maybe you get some kind of figures like that. That'd be interesting to know.
It would be interesting. You know, and like I said, I thought that this person's thought was very right that, yes, there are a lot of people downtown for these events, but it's the same 1,000 people. Well, I bet that's probably right.
Yeah. If you evaluate it, because if I work downtown, you know, any place at work, you get in a place at work, you get in your car, and you move on to a different area right now, don't you?
I think so. Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye. All right. And I think that's probably a pretty apt description of the whole thing. But again, phone lines are open here. We always like to hear from people 45 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, we would love to hear from you. What do you think is the issue with a lot of these places in downtown Marion? Is that it? Same 1,000 people coming to all the things, and that's why things are the way they are? Well, I think we're getting a call here. Let's go back to the phones and see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Well, it's unfortunate to hear about the restaurant you're talking about.
Well, it is, and you know, I hate to be the kind of guy to say I told you so, but when it closes up, then I'll say, well, that's what I was talking about.
I think it's going to be a trend. I mean, we've already seen it be a trend. I mean, how many in the last, you know, 5 years have closed up, not just in Marion, but just all around the country? And when you think about, I mean, I don't eat out a whole lot, but I mean, it's sticker shock. I mean, are you seeing that, Scott? I think you eat out quite a bit.
I do. You know, at certain places is what I would say. There are still places which are very, like I was at Baker's the other night, still very affordable. But, you know, I was also at the Spaghetti Warehouse on Saturday. Now, that's a little more pricey once you get into the parking garage that you have to do now down there and all that sort of thing. So I think it depends really on where you go.
I mean, I've read an article, I think parts of, like, Connecticut and, like, New England, Big Mac meal at McDonald's is something like $17. And I think that you're going to continue to see, we've seen huge increases in, you know, food prices over the last, like, 2-3 years. And I think people are going to be cutting back on, you know, some of that dining out. And we'll see how these, you know, restaurants hold up with that type of environment.
Well, it, you know what's interesting to me about this place, and this is kind of the last allusion, because I don't want to give this person's information away, but what's interesting about this particular place is for a long time, I have always said to people in private that, you know, I never really see a whole lot of people there. I don't know what's going on with that. And people would always say, oh, yes, they're busy, they're busy, they're busy. Well, right out of the horse's mouth yesterday, I was told, and again, this is as much as I'm going to give, but I was told in the entire time they've been open, they've never made a profit.
Well, it's, if it's a newer establishment, not uncommon.
In the last 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I think it's going to be a trend. And as far as, you know, downtown Marion, they kind of ruined it, what, in the 70s when they did all the one-way street, that big project.
You know, the people blame the cityscape, and I'll give cityscape some of the worry, but I just think what it's something you can't fix. But when 23 used to run, was Main Street, 423, you had to go through downtown Marion to go from Delaware to Upper Sandusky. And when you put this bypass out here, that's why all the businesses are on the east end of town. That's why the mall has no business anymore, is because you don't have to pass through there. And when people build their Wendy's and their drug stores and their Walmarts and all that, they don't build on streets that aren't highly traveled anymore.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, it's a accumulation of reasons. You know, same thing with, you know, good jobs. You think of how many factories used to be in Marion and all these, you know, what I would call, you know, provincial towns, Mansfield, Lima, Findlay, that sort of thing. And, you know, Marion had a plethora of manufacturing facilities, you know, so each of those workers had a good, stable income, good, stable employment. So, you know, they're going to have that money to go out and patronize local establishments. But, you know, for the most part, now all our jobs are service sector.
Well, that's
employment.
Well, now,
a lot of them are lower paying, so you're not going to have that customer base.
Well, and I also think people are different. I think people have a different idea of what life is all about. I, as you talked about earlier, we had this group of people, Trella Romine, Madge Cooper, Oliver Hamilton, Merle Hamilton, Lou Conkle, this group of people that was very community-oriented. And, you know, that group was not replaced when they died, and I'm not really sure why that happened, but I do know their idea of community involvement was being involved in the community, which is what you think it would be. Today, people's idea of community involvement is kind of very self-willish. It's very, like I said, the same people at the same party, on the same boards, doing the same things. They don't really include people, and a lot of these events are so expensive. I mean, I look at some of these things going on at the Palace. I look at some of these things going on around town, and they sound like fun events, but you look at the price per ticket, well, who could go to these events?
Right, it's the new elite, and I think that Not all, but most, it's a resume enhancer and a status social status enhancer. Whereas I think that that old generation, it was genuine.
Yeah,
it
I think
a genuine desire to be actively involved and to try to promote and lift up the community, and that's the difference.
Now the two subjects here, we got about 9 minutes, and I think these are important. We were talking about it before the break, you know, the new Madge Cooper or the new Marianne. I mean, what do you think? You think Carrington's probably the closest in that vein of the people who've been on here in that age category? And also, I mean, maybe there could be another person in their 20s, 30s, 40s who could also be that. What do you think?
I think Carrington has a great personality.
And some of those other girls we've had on, their personalities were a little weak.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to comment on anybody else, but as far as what I've seen in, you know, her interactions with you, I think Carrington has a really good personality, and she's going to only be limited by whatever choices she makes in her life.
Very
promising, I think.
You know, you make an interesting point there, because I think I said this a couple mornings ago. Somebody was actually, they were listening to a replay of last Friday's show, and they were quoting things that we were saying to each other and laughing. And I like that. I like that she comes at me. There's no personal, nobody takes anything personally. There have been people in the past, and again, it's not knocks on these people. I'm not trying to knock them. But if I would have said something negative to them, they would have cried. I mean, that's just what would have happened. And they would have never come at me. And they just, there was a lot of anxiety under a lot of these people. There was a lot of nervousness. And again, I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm just saying that that was the fact. They just, they didn't have a world view on things. Like a lot of times I'll say, Carrington, what's charcuterie mean? You know, these people wouldn't have known that, and it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have, and that's a rare commodity in today's cancel culture, snowflake culture, of somebody that can interact and not take offense, or not be riddled with anxiety because of the potential of a interaction where they're going to, you know, either not know what's going on or have a good comment on it, or they would take offense to it. So if she can interact and give her opinion, have an opinion, and respect your opinion, and not get all mad about it, then, I mean, that in itself is a pretty rare thing today.
Rare trait. Now, when it comes to the other thing I was talking about here with 6 minutes left to go, did you hear the conversation yesterday going through questions that were being asked about things that had happened here at the station?
As far as...
It was about, you know, how did this sponsor come to be? Did this...
Oh,
person...
yeah. Like Fahey Bank and Charlie's show. Yeah.
So we were going, and you know, that really made me think, because I've been talking about this book for a long time and you know, saying things that are true. And I guess until yesterday's conversation, because of that, I did not realize the misconceptions about a lot of things that are actually out there. Now, do these things mean a whole hill of beans? Probably not. But obviously people are curious about them enough to call on the air here and ask me about them. So maybe, you know, and that type of stuff is in the book to a certain degree, that I guess I didn't realize the misconceptions that were there. And maybe there are more than I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll dispel all the rumors in the book, right?
Well, I tell the truth. And again, the most important thing to realize about this book is, if people take it as mean-spirited, I'm sorry about that. But it's not, it's just telling the truth. This is what happened. This is the way it went. This is why things are the way they are. And it's fascinating to me to hear some of the, I like yesterday I heard we were a Democratic station. I, you know, that's news to me.
You're taking your marching orders from Biden, huh?
I guess so. But, you know, that is an interesting thing that somebody would think that or have heard that.
Is that why Bill Collins won't come on?
Well, I think there are a whole lot of reasons Bill Collins won't come on at this point. I think there's been many top 10 lists in regard to that. But it's interesting to me because I have good relationships with the Republic. Jack Kellogg was at our Christmas party.
Yeah.
So that somebody would say that
Jason.
We were... Huh?
And Jason Schauber.
Oh, Jason Schauber. Absolutely, Jason Schauber. And Mr. Pollack was on not too long ago, and Miranda is an independent, but she was appointed by the Republican Party. So... Jim Jordan has been on. I say it's very strange to me that somebody would take the idea that we were a Democratic station or listen to any interview and say that we give Democrats an easy time. I mean, my goodness, listen to some of the interviews with Mayor Schertzer or Ayers Ratliff. I certainly don't think we gave them an easy shake.
Yeah, I would say you're middle of the road. I mean, I think you're fair, equal opportunity host.
Well, and so, again, that's an interesting misconception to me. But the more interesting misconceptions were, you know, who ran their own show and how did this person get there? And I think people are interested in that stuff. And I think when it's people like Charlie or people like Marge or people like Madge or Marianne, people that people grew up with, I think they're fascinated in how those things happen and what were the inner workings. And I don't know. It's a fascinating thing. And they're also, I think people have left here and people wonder why they left. Well, I think setting the record straight on that's okay.
Yeah, no, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a recommendation.
For, oh, go ahead.
For your Valentine's. You should do a love connection.
Or love connection.
You could be like Chuck Woolery, and you could bring an eligible bachelor from the community and try to pair them up with an eligible female.
Oh, make a love connection.
Yeah. All the while you could, you know, spread truth about how it's all a facade.
A facade that you know, I'm going to show you who the one is. You're going to meet somebody you've never met before. There'll be nobody right. like this ever in your life.
Wouldn't that be a great show?
I think it would be because, you know, again, I'm not as jaded in love as people think I am. But I will say that goes to the jadedness of love, that there was once upon a time a show called Love Connection where strangers met each other and were supposed to live happily ever after. So, you know, that's kind of the whole funny thing of it, I think. But
or it could be like Fantasy Island, Marian edition.
Oh, that's, well, or The Bachelor, those type
yeah,
of shows.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People love all that stuff. Well, we'll see how that goes. We got a little one week from today, Valentine's Day. Fair warning to everybody.
Make sure you get your Valentine's out.
Make sure. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Interesting conversation here today. I find this all interesting, and I hope you do as well, with about 40 seconds left. But you know what? If there's an interest in these stories of how things got to be the way they did or why people went by the wayside or... Well, you know what? Tell the tale, I guess. It's not all bad. I mean, some of it was just coincidental, to be honest. It wasn't like everything was slash and burn. Matter of fact, very few things have ever been difficult. Very few things. I honestly, in 10 years, very few incidents have ever been bad. Boy, I probably could count them on less than three fingers. But for this day, Scott Spears heading
You're
for the
listening
dugout.
To the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo